Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our ridiculously small planet, and also what we can look for in the night skies. And as usual, we're turning to the expertise of Christopher Phillips. He's on the line. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have this week?
Hey, Dave. Good to be back. For this week's stargazers, look out for Mars and Jupiter in the evening sky. Also, the moon will be waning this week, and as we approach the weekend, we will start to see a return of dark skies here in the island.
And I understand you have news on a new planet-hunting telescope.
Yes, a brand new telescope facility has come online at the La Silla Observatory Complex in Chile. It's called the Exoplanets in Transit and Their Atmospheres, or EXTRA for short. As the name suggests, this new facility is designed with the purpose of probing the atmospheres of alien worlds as they orbit their star. As a planet passes between our point of view and the alien star, it causes a slight dip in the brightness of the star that could give us clues to the nature of the alien planet.
So this is an optical telescope, yeah?
It is indeed. And it works by using light in the near-infrared part of the spectrum. But there are issues with this kind of infrared astronomy. Infrared light is easily absorbed by the Earth's atmosphere, and so you need to be somewhere high and dry in order to do it, somewhere like La Silla or even Mauna Kea.
And so how many telescopes does this thing have?
Well, it actually has 6 telescopes, and each one has a mirror with a diameter of just under a meter. But the amazing thing is they are remotely controlled all the way from France.
Wow, so they're in South America, but being controlled in Europe. Is there anything similar happening here on Hawaii Island?
In fact, there is. The Canada-France-Hawaii Telescope and the Gemini North Telescope both operate remotely from their bases on the Big Island.
And does that mean it's basically astronomy's going the way of most other occupations? People are going to be replaced by robots?
Eventually, yes. And interestingly enough, I am currently using a fully robotic telescope in the Canary Islands to observe planets around distant stars. It's pretty amazing and somewhat frightening stuff.
Astronomers, people like you, Christopher, gonna be a thing of the past. Going the way of the telegram before too long. We're hoping for a lot more longevity with you, though. It's Christopher Phillips, and thank you for the great report.
You're all welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week for Stargazer.